grateful you are here with us today on It's a Family Affair. Your host, Raquel, and her guests are here to open your minds and hearts to find acceptance in the family you've been given and the ones you've chosen. Through conversations of inspiration, doubt, perseverance, and fear, we all learn to appreciate and find peace in the family dynamic. Let's talk.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us this morning on It's a Family Affair with Vivid Life. Today we have a very special show. I'm so excited because it's my son, AJ Baca, is here with us today. And AJ is just going to talk about, you know, what it was like, you know, him and his divorced parents and that transition and the process when he was young and what it looks like for him now. So thank you, AJ, for coming on and sharing your story. I appreciate you so much, babe.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited.
So this is fun. And you know, the whole reason we started the It's a Family Affairs show is just to be able to share our stories with normal people and going through those processes. So just tell us, you know, what was it like, babe? No holds bar. You know, what did it look like for you when your dad and I first divorced?
Okay, well, just to, like, first jump into it, I mean, when you guys first got divorced, for me personally, like, you know, I was scared. There was, like, doubts of myself. Personally, I was wondering, like, is it me? Is it, you know, like, is there something wrong that I did? I think that's something that, you know, like, a big majority, maybe not everybody, but a lot of kids of divorce might feel like there's something wrong because anytime, you know, like it comes up about me, and because a lot of times it seemed like you guys would argue about me too, I think, when you guys first, like the first few years. So it was like anything that came up, it was like, oh, did you take AJ to his basketball practice or to get him on time? So anything like that, you know, something could come up and it would remind me of when you guys were first got divorced, when you guys would fight a lot more. So I think for me personally, it was hard, you know, to get past like the first year or so, because not only was it hard with to be, because I loved you guys, you know, and I loved being happy with you guys. So when we weren't happy, it was hard for me personally. Other things that were hard were like probably like outside of like the home, like. As soon as like you guys were first divorced, like it felt like friends, you know, family, they were like expecting, you know, kind of like a divide almost, like expecting like, okay, well, your mom's gonna go that way, your dad's gonna go this way, and that's how it's going to be, and you're gonna have to deal with that. And I was kind of like, well, it doesn't seem like my parents are trying to do that, but like it, I think like in the beginning, it was like a lot of social pressure to kind of force us to fit the role of what a divorced family should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that was one thing, like, personally that I struggled with that I didn't like, because I was like, it put a lot more pressure for
like
us to kind of, yeah, exactly.
So, AJ, I know like, this is a tough question, but, I want us to do this because I don't want to cry. I want you to cry. But I want us to be able to share with other parents, like, what it's really like for those kids. So your dad and I do remember us arguing, and you heard in the last one where he doesn't really remember us arguing that much. But I got really stressed about how you were going to be raised. And so I know I would always challenge your dad, did you make sure you did this? Did you get AJ's this? Did he do his homework? And so now I'm seeing time in 25 years, how that made you feel it was really about you, like that you were that conflict. So can you go a little bit more into that about, you know, the stress or the scaredness or how that felt when we did those things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, there was, when you guys first, I remember as a child, like, there was big fights that I kind of, like, wasn't, I was around. I heard you guys yelling while I was in my room sleeping or something. And that wasn't about me. That was you guys just arguing, having your personal issues, you know, like personal things. And, you know, but that, like, I think when I, as a child, when I got, like, that taste of, like, that, like, emotion, like, that, like, the anger, the frustration, and the sadness, like, that, I felt that emotion. I felt that, like, energy, kind of. So anytime, like, that energy popped up again, or I felt like it would come back, I would feel sad or worried. So, like, if you guys were talking about, you know, like just like you said, like, about, like, hey, did you make sure I did his homework? Did you make sure, you know, you did that and that with my dad? And if my dad would be like, oh, yeah, of course, yes, I did that, okay. Yeah, you don't have to, you know, like, badger me, you're not my mother, you know?
Yeah.
If he would be like that, getting a little angry or getting frustrated, I would kind of see like, oh, no, they're going to start getting mad and getting that angry, and it's because of me, because I didn't do my homework or because I didn't make sure I did something, you know? Does it make sense? Like, because I would want to be like, okay, well, I want to help my dad make sure they don't fight. Well, I want to help my mom and make sure I do what I need to do, too.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a lot of pressure. You were just 4 and 5 years old. That's a lot of pressure for you to even identify that. Oh, that's good stuff, AJ. Thank you so much for sharing. I know it takes a lot of courage and strength to talk about these things. And on radio where everyone can hear you, definitely, but it's important for people to hear it. So everyone, you're listening to It's a Family Affair, and our awesome guest today is my son, AJ Baca, and we're talking about being raised with divorced parents and that process, what it looks like when you're young, and how his perspective is as an adult child. So when we return, we're going to delve into that, and we're going to start talking about what it looked like for him and what it is now after we've gone through this whole process together and how he perceives divorce as an adult child. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
We want to welcome you with open arms to our family, to our tribe. We know that there are many ups and downs with family. Raquel Benavidez's Facebook page, It's a Family Affair, offers encouragement, laughter, and solid advice as we all go through this process we call family. Come hang out. Share your story. Much gratitude and appreciation.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to It's a Family Affair. We're here with AJ Baca, my son, and we're talking about him and his divorced parents. We'll go back in. We were just talking about what it was like for AJ in the earlier years and when his father and I first got divorced. And so now we'd kind of like to go in. AJ, I'd like to think some people get better at, like, being married, but I think your dad and I got better at being divorced because we kind of realized, okay, this is where we're at. This is what we're going to do. These are the choices we made. We have to make this as smooth. This is the rest of our life, you know, and divorce, unfortunately for us, was more final than marriage was. So the divorce we knew was, that was it. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about, because you ended up having additional brothers and sisters on both sides with your dad and your mom. At one point, you even had step brothers and sisters with me and Wilton. So tell us about that whole shindig. That was fun.
Yeah, well, I guess to start off, as a single child with divorced parents, it was a little bit more difficult starting off. Like I said, the social pressures. But once we kind of got past that, I was still a single child. I started, you know, going to school and telling people, you know, it's not that bad. It's actually cool. I get 2 houses. I get 2 TVs. I get 2 rooms. I get 2 beds. I used to trying to make it a good thing and act like I was almost, like, more spoiled, more taken care of than my friends, to try and make it a good thing for myself and turn it around. And, you know, growing up, we started making it, like, it started being, like you guys said, it was more about, you guys made it better being divorced, and it was more about making it, like I was talking about the energy earlier, like, it wasn't so much frustration and fighting, it was more, like, calm and collect and safe and secure and loving, and I didn't have to worry anymore. And so then, like, that's when I started having brothers and sisters and stepbrothers. Then that was another, like, whoa, okay, I got more things to think about, more responsibilities, more people to care about, more people for my family to actually care about, like, more stresses for you and for my dad, personally. You know,
So what did you feel like the very first time when you were like, okay, mama's pregnant, we're having another baby?
Well, the very first time, with the Jayla, I remember the very first time you told me you were going to have a Jayla, my first feelings and thoughts were like, are you kidding? Like, are you kidding me? Don't do that. Don't. I was like, we barely can take care of us. Like, let's not do that. But then I was like, you know what? This is awesome. This is like a blessing. This is like as soon as I got after that initial shock, and then I realized that, you know, like, I'm going to have another baby brother or sister, like, then all the joy and happiness came. But at first, I remember being like, oh my gosh, is this serious? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, am I dreaming? What is this crazy woman doing to me?
Yeah, and then after Jayla, you know, then my dad and Raven, a couple years later, told me that they were pregnant also, and I was like, are you guys kidding me? Like, are you guys joking? This again?
Again?
I just started, you know, getting used to having my sister, Jayla, like. So, and I think with the brothers and sisters, it started making it easier for me, too, to grow and to just, like, help and, to also make it easier for you guys, for your divorced parents, and, like, your relationships going forward, like you with Wilton and my dad with Raven. I think it made it a lot easier for me to be, like, more understanding and more accepting of your personal choices and relationships with who you guys want to be with and who you guys love from having my brothers and sisters, I think. Because at first, I remember when you first started dating, I was thinking, like, this is kind of weird. Like, I kind of don't know if I should like these people. They're nice, but I don't know if I like them. It was it was almost like I had to, like, make sure I had to let you guys go, almost.
And there's a feeling, there's, like, a loyalty. Like, there's a part of you that feels like you're being a little disloyal to the other parent. It's just, like, this weird feeling. So, son, at the beginning, one of the things you were saying is that, you know, you were scared and you had doubts. Like, at what point, like, do you remember those kind of appeasing a little bit? Or did you ever kind of start to feel like, oh, okay, you know, was it more in junior high and high school? Or when you really started to kind of, like, settle into the blended family and your role in the blended family?
Well, I'd say, like, in elementary school, there was a lot more, like, almost like, because younger kids, they're mean, like, in a, like, a don't understand kind of way, like, oh, like, your parents broke up, that's not cool, that sucks, they must not, you know, they would say things out of, you know, not completely understanding, but it was hurtful, it hurt my feelings, and I'd be like, why would you say that? But they'd be like, what's the big deal? Like, it's not a big deal. And I'd be like, well, it is, because it's hurting my feelings when you not do that, but it's hard to do that as a kid and have, like, express yourself. Either you cry or you yell at them, and or you get in trouble or you talk up in class or something. Something could happen, you know, but by time, like, around, I would say, the end of elementary school, almost going into middle school, was when I was really, like, settled into the Bundes family, like grandparents and uncles and aunties mm-hmm. and cousins were a lot more accepting and like, it's okay, like, you know, AJ's mom will come bring him over to Vodka's for a birthday and drop him off. It's not going to uh-huh. be weird. It's not a bad thing. And vice versa, my dad will go drop me off at, you know, your mom's house for a birthday or to go hang out with BJ Nicole. So
yeah.
By then it was like a lot more accepted. People were, you know, just like, as long as AJ, it seemed like as long as I was happy and I showed everyone mm-hmm. I was happy, everyone else would be like, okay. It's happy. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So the environment overall changed and everyone kind of got used to how we were handling things.
Yeah, but it did take some years. I think it took like probably like 3-4 years before everyone was like, okay, like.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them that they have to be arguing and fighting because AJ's happy. Like AJ's
mm-hmm.
happy. He's doing everything he does. He's inviting all of us to his birthdays. He's inviting all of us to his basketball games and his mm-hmm. plays and his choir shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it took all of us, the whole family, starting to get adjusted.
Yeah, exactly. It took like grandparents to get adjusted, aunties and uncles, cousins. You know,
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think as soon as everyone was adjusted, and it was a lot more easier and more comfortable for me,
mm-hmm.
then mm-hmm. I think from there it was like you guys were, we had a system. We were going strong for like a couple years where I'd go back and forth every other day with you guys so I could see you both.
Yeah.
And then that's when my brothers and sisters and then other relationships started coming in. I was like, whoa, like, what's going on? We already had a system. You guys are messing up the system, Mom and Dad. Why are you guys trying to talk to people?
Yeah. So now here you are. You're 23 and you're in your own relationship. So tell us, like, honestly, like, I know with my parents, I was like, okay, now I know what I would do better. I wouldn't do that as a parent. So how do you see it? I know, right? How do you see it now? Like, what could we have done better? What do you want to do differently in your relationships? And how do you see, you know, marriage and divorce? And
well, I don't know. Maybe now I just see, like, I mean, I never realized this as like a child, but now that I'm like more, I'm an adult, I'm like, well,
yes.
Personally, I wouldn't want to be so young. I think that's why, I'm right now, I'm like in my own relationship, and we talk about kids, we're like, let's talk about that like in 10 years maybe, because we personally, both don't want to even think of that responsibility yet, you know? And I think that's one thing that's really grown on me is, like, I want to make sure that, like, I don't know, that personally that, I want to be able to take care of myself first before I start trying to have children and stuff. And not that, not saying that, like, you and my father couldn't take care of us, you know, but I'm just saying, like, personally, that's, like, one thing, like, I noticed that, like, I don't want to, like, really have to struggle with that. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be more financially stable and then have that part of my life, kind of. And I think that's one thing that I've taken from that. But, you know, I'm not a parent yet, so I can't really be like, oh, well, what did I want to do for my kids? You know what I mean? The only thing I really take it from is, like, I don't really want to have kids right now.
Well, Mama's okay with that. We're all okay with that.
And then, too, it's not just, like, my experience with my parents, but, like, my experience with my brothers and sisters, like, having so many brothers. I have 5 brothers and sisters, you know, so I felt like I already had four kids that I had to change diapers and, you know, help watch, babysit, and do all that stuff. So it's like, whoa, like, I felt like I had done that when I was younger. I feel like I need to live my life more.
So tell me, son, like, son, all of us have to make choices that we feel are best for ourselves. Like, even when I was making the decision to divorce, there was a part of me that felt selfish. But I also knew in the big scope of things, it was the best thing for me. And ultimately, if I was happy and we were each, you know, better satisfied, then you would be. So those decisions are tough, and don't, like, apologize for that at all. It's all good. When you're ready, you know, you'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's no one way to do it, as long as, you know, and that's what, you know, we had to deal with also with the divorce. So tell me how you feel about the divorce now. Have you found a place where you've kind of come to peace with it? Are there still things that come up?
Well, no, I feel like I'm completely, like, at peace with it. I feel like there's no, I mean, I'm, like, we're so past that. It's, like, so much in the past, and we've grown so much and adapted and changed to fit the situation that we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
the scenario we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and to me, that's always been comfortable because it makes us happy. It doesn't make us like,
yeah.
oh, we need to maintain the past and stay a certain ideal or a certain way that people or society tells us we need to be. No, we were always very adapting and growing and changing and fluid. And
mm-hmm.
we were never really, you know, stale and always trying to maintain this identity of the same identity. We were always very easily changing and morphing
mm-hmm.
and being, oh, I have 5 brothers and sisters, 3 stepbrothers or 3 stepbrothers and sisters and 2 normal brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? And then,
yeah.
oh, well, nope, now I don't anymore. I got just 3 brothers and sisters now because,
mm-hmm.
you know, my family broke up again. And
we always evolved.
Yeah, and it was like, I think I got used to just adapting and growing, and as long as we made decisions that made us happy, you know,
mm-hmm.
as long as we were making, even if it's a hard decision, like you're saying, I think as long as we're making them for ourselves to be happy,
mm-hmm.
it, in the long run, everyone else will be happy because we're happy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when people see other people sad, and it's like relative. If you're sad, I'm going to be like, well, what's wrong? What can I do to help you? It's going to make me sad that you're sad. But if you're making
mm-hmm.
decisions to make yourself happy and I see that you're happy, I'm personally sad, I'm going to be like, well, I want to be happy. I want to express my happiness like you. I don't want to be sad. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's something that, like, grows on people. Like, when we project that happiness and security with ourselves and the love for ourselves and we're just happy,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what helps our secondary family and our friends get used to us, get used to, like, our
absolutely.
Situation.
It starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It starts with us. So that's awesome, son. That's so awesome. So one of the things, like, with Vivid Life is we've been asking all of our guests what their vivid life looks like, you know, what their life of exploration, what their life of beauty looks like. So right now for you as a young adult and everything you've gone through and all the fun and the crazy things you've experienced, what does your vivid life look like?
My vivid life looks like just everyone that I know and love just doing what they want to do, enjoying their lives and being happy and doing what they love. That's
mm-hmm.
that's my vivid life style. I would love to see everyone doing what they love and enjoying themselves and happy and not suffering or struggling.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's beautiful because it's a wish for everyone outside of yourself too. But I wish that for you, son, and I'm so thankful that you came on the show with us today. That's what I wish for you and Azalea. Like, it's always been my wish for you guys just to be happy and fulfilled. So I just can't tell you how thankful I am to you for coming on and sharing this story and being honest and being open about it, because that takes a lot of courage to talk about this stuff. And I'm going to bring you on again because I think there's a lot more stuff you could say. I think
well,
there's a lot of
great.
Other things. Yeah, there's a lot of other things we could share with parents and kids about how to embrace their new relationships and how to evolve into the blended families. And you have a lot of great insight, and so I'm so thankful that you came on to share this with us. I'm so blessed that you chose me as your mama this round.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's good times. So if you guys would like to connect with AJ, you can always check it out on Facebook. He's very involved politically, huge Bernie Sanders fan.
Yep.
So he is always about extending himself and trying to make things a better place for everyone. Definitely his gift. So thank you so much. And next month in March, we're having a whole, it's just Women's Appreciation. So we're going to have lots of single moms on talking about spirituality, their blended families, how they've been raising their children as single moms, business, all sorts of fun things. So be sure to catch up with us next month because we're going to have lots of wonderful females on. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Much gratitude and appreciation for sharing this time with us today on It's a Family Affair with Raquel. Take time this week to fill your own family in love and acceptance, and remember to take care of you. You can't give what you don't have. If you'd like to connect with Raquel, just reach out on It's a Family Affair Facebook page. Until next week, much love always.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.